Roman Catholic cardinals from the United States will meet with Pope John Paul at the Vatican next week to discuss the sexual abuse scandal that has shaken the Church. The Pope publicly has addressed the scandal only briefly in his annual message to priests before Easter, but the meeting with the cardinals is seen as an indication of the Pope's deep concern over the issue. Scott Appleby is a professor of history and director of the Kushwa Center for the Study of American Catholicism at the University of Notre Dame. Good morning.
Good morning.
How unusual is it for the Pope to summon all American cardinals?
This kind of meeting with the cardinals being summoned to Rome, I think, is quite rare. Cardinals and all the other bishops of the Church do make regularly scheduled visits to Rome every 3 to 5 years. They're also sometimes called together in a synod or a special meeting to discuss a particular set of issues, but these are usually planned long in advance and they have a set agenda. This meeting seems to be kind of a dramatic exception to this usual pattern in that it's called with a clear sense of urgency to address a pressing problem in the life of the national church. And there's one other aspect to this meeting. It's remarkable because the present Pope, Pope John Paul II, is apparently in the last phases of his long and distinguished papacy, and he's in ill health, at least physically, although reports are he's still quite mentally sharp. At this time in papacies in the past, the Curia, that is the Vatican bureaucracy, has tended to take over a papacy, to step in and make the moves. And that would mean that things would move more slowly and away from the spotlight. So in this case, either the Curia is acting with atypical speed or the Pope has taken charge of the situation, and I suspect the latter, that one of or more of his advisors, perhaps an American priest or layman, some of whom are very close to him, in addition to the bishops, have gotten in his ear and told him in no uncertain terms that these are desperate times in the U.S. Church.
Why didn't he summon cardinals from other countries where there have been reports of sexual abuse?
Well, I think because people have told him now from the American church that this crisis in the United States has a momentum all its own. It's affecting not only the finances of the church, but the morale of the bishops and the laity at a level that's probably not the case right now elsewhere in the world.
You think the Pope will ask for any resignations?
I don't. I think that the Pope, what I hope will happen and expect, that there will first be a dialogue between the Pope, perhaps some of his advisors in the Vatican, and the cardinals, in which the American cardinals are invited to speak openly and candidly to give their assessments of the situation, maybe some recommendations for dealing with the scandal. And if they do so, I don't think they'll talk about resignations, but who knows? But I would hope that what they would talk about are the larger issues underlying the scandal of priestly abuse of minors, which, you know, after all, is quite rare, or actual pedophilia, which is even rarer. And most of these cases occurred 10 or more years ago, as far as we know, and the Church has gone a long way toward creating and adopting effective policies. But there are underlying issues that need to be addressed.
What do you think the Pope is likely to say to the cardinals?
I hope he'll be in a listening mode, but I think he will want to deal directly and effectively with the issues. And again, I hope that he somehow the underlying issues get raised and that someone will bring them up. And I think those issues are a kind of erosion in the lack of in trust between the hierarchy and the laity. There's an editorial in this week's Commonweal, the Catholic lay magazine, which claims, I think correctly, that this lack of trust has been building for many years before the current crisis. And it's based on a gap between the way the bishops view American society and a host of issues and the average laity. And I think this issue needs to be addressed, and I hope that the Pope, I'm not sure the Pope is particularly attuned to that issue, but most American Catholics have become accustomed to toleration of difference, a relative openness of communication, and in their professional and personal lives, some measure of accountability and transparency. The bishops don't always share information. They're not accountable to the laity, and they act selectively at best sometimes in sharing information. I think that needs to be addressed as well, so I hope the Pope will get that information and begin to think in those terms.
Thank you very much. Scott Appleby is the director of the Kushwa Center for the Study of American Catholicism at the University of Notre Dame.